Bucky Bacall here with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast.
The quail hatch from under quinoa are a very broody hen. Broody is the term for when hens attempt to hatch their eggs by spending nearly all their time on the nest, except for 15 to 30 minutes a day for pooping, stretching, eating, and drinking. Quinoa has been broody pretty much every other month since she first started laying eggs. There are no roosters around here, so her eggs have no chance of hatching, especially since the egg she usually sets on is a large marble egg I gave her so she won't get empty nest syndrome. She gives up trying to hatch the fake egg after a few weeks, but a month or so later, she's back at it again. I was starting to feel bad for her, so my partner and I decided it would be nice to give her a chance to experience motherhood. However, we also didn't think it would be fair to bring more chickens into our modest-sized yard. The solution we came up with was to put some fertilized quail eggs under her, let her hatch and raise quail chicks, and when the quail reach maturity, they'll probably leave our yard, as is the nature of quail. We had no idea if this would work. It was an experiment, but during the egg incubation period, I did some extra research and discovered a now little known fact that before mechanical incubators became common and inexpensive, people wishing to raise game birds would use bantam hens as incubators. The book that mentioned this also recommended removing the chicks from the hen right after hatching, but we're going to give our hen a chance to see this interspecies adoption through. We'll be monitoring and providing assistance if necessary, but we're going to try and let quinoa do as much as possible. When I started out calling an experiment, it turned into something pretty emotional for me when one, then another, adorable little quail chick hatched. Two of the 19 eggs she started with. I started to worry about the welfare and long-term survival of the little quail almost as much as a mother hen. I say almost because quinoa was most definitely making the transition from sitter of an egg to interspecies infant caretaker. At first, she was a bit clumsy, nearly pecking the chicks to death when I first started putting food near her nest, and almost stepping on and crushing them on their first few short walks together. But soon, hen and chicks started to get the hang of it. The quail were learning to be more cautious of quinoa's feet and beak, and quinoa was getting more mindful and delicate in her movements. So my partner and I decided it was time to start letting the family out of our makeshift brooder cage to learn proper backyard foraging during the midday warmth. That's when our first disaster struck. Quinoa left the cage and the quail chick I'd named Pill Garlic dutifully followed. Snodgrass, the older but not necessarily wiser chick, was slower to get up from her nap, and in the extra moment it took her to decide to follow, she tried to take a shortcut through the brooder cage. In typical panicky chick mode, she couldn't understand why she could get her head through the wire but not her whole body, and I really thought she might hurt herself trying. In the moment it took me to try and intervene, our oldest hen, Neem, swooped in and grabbed Snodgrass like a bug and ran off with her. I tried to scare Neem into dropping Snodgrass with the yell that usually works, but in only a moment, Neem had killed it. As you can imagine, I felt pretty terrible. I knew chickless hens could be hostile to newborn chicks, but both Quinoa and I had been looking out for that, and I certainly hadn't expected the swiftness and fatality of the attack. I still wonder if Neem actually thought the tiny quail was food. I don't think Quinoa even saw what happened, although she obviously was distressed and confused over the missing chick for several hours. Now, we, Quinoa and I, were both extremely determined to get Pill Garlic to adulthood. I decided to keep Neem segregated from the newborn until it grew bigger. For her part, Quinoa returned to the nest with Pill Garlic in tow. At this point, I began to worry about Quinoa's insisting on staying with the 18 eggs that I was convinced could no longer be viable. They were way past incubation time for quail eggs, and Quinoa needed to worry less about egg sitting and more about helping her chick feed. So I decided to intervene again by removing the rest of the eggs. But soon after I removed them from the nest, I distinctly heard one of the eggs beeping. It turns out one of them was still viable and on the brink of hatching. So it turned out Quinoa knew what she was doing better than I realized. I put the eggs back in their spot, brought the brooder cage back to the cabinet near my bed, and a few hours later, she had moved all the other eggs out from under her, and one of the eggs was nearly open, and I could clearly see quail feathers. In the meantime, I decided to help Quinoa and her hatched chick by bringing some earwigs from the garden directly to them. I was concerned that the starter mash we'd been providing wasn't getting eaten fast enough, and since they weren't getting out to eat their own bugs, figured this was the best way I could help. I was really encouraged when Quinoa yanked the first earwig from my hand, tossed it around, dropping it and pecking at it until it was dead, then chopped it up with her beak, and then made the distinctive noise that mother hens make to their chicks for come eat. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to record it, but it sounds kind of like cuck, 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 cuck. I was even more encouraged when Pill Garlic responded by emerging from under Quinoa and eagerly gobbling up the earwig pieces. I went to bed that evening, feeling philosophical about the chick that had died and excited for the one about to be born and the new earwig delivery method I'd happened upon. Unfortunately, the next morning I didn't wake up to the constant peeping I'd quickly become accustomed to during daylight hours, and upon gently lifting Quinoa up to inspect, saw Pill Garlic and another barely emerged chick motionless in the cage. I still have no idea what went wrong. I had the temperature in the cage right. Everything seemed to be going well. Quinoa was upset for a few days, stealing names on fertilized eggs and setting on them as if she was already ready to try again, even settling in on empty nests. But now she seems to have resigned herself and is giving up on motherhood for the season. At this point, I wonder if I might have a little more lingering remorse than she. Perhaps the reason why she's able to shrug off her loss is that she's getting a little assistance in the form of nature's antidepressant, hormones. I'm unashamed to tell you, I think chickens and most other animals have much deeper emotional lives than we humans, especially the meat-eaters among us, want to admit, so I don't doubt that she felt remorse over losing her adopted quail. But I've also observed that chickens can rapidly change their attitude when biology provides them with new priorities, and Quinoa's biological drive is clearly shifting from motherhood to preparing for the fall and winter, as visibly evident from the piles of feathers suddenly blowing all over our yard. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time.
Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast is produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute. For more information, visit buckybacaw.org. BUCKYBUCKAW.org.